Let's get Steve Bug on the line. He's from Great Lakes Credit Union. We love chatting with him about all the great things that they do. They're a nonprofit. Steve, happy holidays, my friend.
Thanks, John. Happy holidays to you. And I think you've probably been cheering on your favorite sports team while your voice is a little hoarse, my
friend. Yeah, maybe it was the Bears-Packers that did it. You know, it's funny because we've had a road trip for the Hawks, so I haven't been at the United Center screaming all that much until tomorrow. We'll see how that goes, everybody. I might have to have a cup of tea with me the whole game. But Steve, you know, there's something cruel about wanting to talk about, you know, what we can do better with our finances in December, which Steve is probably the worst month for our finances with what we do to go out and celebrate the holidays, the gifts. It's a hard time of the year for a lot of people, but it is a good time to take solace of it. How do you square that circle and try and fit both those things in?
Great point. And you're right. Holiday time, tough time because we're doing different things, making purchases, buying gifts for loved ones and for ourselves. But we do need to think about going forward. What does that look like? And it ties nicely into what you were talking about right before our segment on student loan planning. Well, the same thing needs to happen on your financial plans and goals for the new year and really define what financial success really means for you. So that certainly could be planning on your student loan. It could be debt-free living, home ownership, creating a college fund. Whatever it is, just need to take stock of that and then start budgeting because that's the first sound financial step that you need to take in that financial plan. And start tracking your income or the sources of income you're receiving and spending as well. And you really need to do that, John, for a couple months to really understand what your true cash flow is. Do not do it in December. Wait till January so you can get that true picture. And one thing that has always worked for me is identifying those quiet leaks in your budget. So things like those subscriptions that we don't use, but we're maybe a little bit lax on canceling, or paying for services that we don't use. And certainly through the holidays, we all know, I'm guilty as well, doing those impulse purchases that really don't align well with our priorities. So those are the things that are easy to cut when you're looking at that plan for 2026.
When you talk about... go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, and I think the key thing is to really look at what do you need to spend money on. And at Great Lakes Credit Union, we focus on the four core areas when we talk to our members. It's looking at what are those essentials, what debt payments do you have, what do you want to put away for savings, and then what's left for that discretionary spending.
Yeah, I was going to say that budgeting, I think a lot of people generally know how much they make in a month, right? And I think people generally have an idea of how much they spend. But after that, Steve, I think the details, and I'll admit to this too, the details get a little murky, right? Unless you're really on it and really checking those credit card statements all the time, frequently, or have a goal in mind. I think a lot of us generally budget, but could really use a more detailed, specific budget.
And I would agree with that. And I think, you know, when you start looking at all of your debts, especially those that are on a reoccurring basis, kind of look at what's that strategy that you could develop to pay those off. And one method that has worked well for a lot of our members is what's called the snowball method.
Oh, yeah.
And so that starts with paying off your smallest debt and then working your way up to that largest balance. The nice thing, John, with that is you build some momentum, you get excited, and there's some motivation to kind of keep on track to pay off those larger expenses as well. But what we always remind everyone about is small steps can really lead to big progress over time. So break those big goals into those smaller milestones so that you can feel like you're achieving some progress. And again, that's kind of exciting to check that one off, move over to the next one. And especially, we've all been spending during the holiday season, right? It's tough. Things are more expensive. So it is nice to start fresh in 2026. By putting together that plan to pay off some of those debts.
I'm a big fan of the snowball method. The other one would be if you got like three credit card debts, you get three different debts to pay off the highest interest, which makes sense, right? That also is a great plan. And some people want to do that to just tackle the highest interest. But I think there's a snowball effect to saving and paying down debt. And when you knock one thing off a list, it feels good. You're more likely to knock the second thing off. So I subscribe to the snowball method. But whatever way you got to do it, you got to do it. GLCU, what do you guys do to help out with this budgeting and this saving aspect?
Lots of things, John. So one thing, anyone, and you don't have to be a member of Great Lakes, but you can go on to our website, glcu.org, and there's all types of tools, one-on-one guidance, and educational resources for adults and youth that will help you build your plan, whether it's creating new behaviors or better behaviors, and we're looking at different products and services that financial institutions offer like Great Lakes that can help with that. At Great Lakes, though, and I kind of want to go back to the comment you just made, one thing to look at as well on the lending side is if you've accumulated a lot of debt, you may look at debt consolidation, but take a look and say, what rates are you paying? Is there a better way to pay off that debt either for a shorter period of time, but also look at that interest rate because you can save thousands and thousands of dollars if you can pay that off quicker and refinance that debt with a lower rate. So all kinds of opportunities at Great Lakes for refinancing loans, but also from a credit card perspective, look at what rewards programs are offered on your credit cards, because if there's cash back, there is a way to say if you can do a consolidation on a credit card, get some rewards points, cash those in, you get some cash back, and for the new year, lot of opportunities with your existing credit card companies to look at balance transfers at 0%. The key is you want to make sure that you pay it off within that time frame that they give you.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be messing along with that. You got a lot of other tips. I know you guys offer so much for your members and the communities having the brick and mortars in so many places. You got a financial advisory center, which we can't dive into too deeper here, but it helps people build plans, how to manage and protect assets, all sorts of stuff. I mean, that's really what you guys are all about. Steve, we're out of time today, but I'm sure we'll have more next month to talk about, my friend.
We will. Happy holidays, and we'll talk to you in 2026.
That's Steve Bug from Great Lakes Credit Union.